in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the rain.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. 'Cause I've got God. Good morning. How are you doing? And welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. And thank you and welcome all of you far and near for catching the wave. For those of you, your very first time catching the wave, we are an international network where you can lock in Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by dialing 347-215-8049 and listen with your mobile phone or home line phone, or you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. All right, and on Facebook, you can join us on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network to listen to some of the very best in old and new gospel music. All right, well, look, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on this beautiful day as we give God the praise, glory, and honor, and thank all of you far and near for catching the wave.
Tonight, close your eyes, there's no mistake.
15 minutes after the hour, having a great time on this beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. More Quartet Music.
Oh, slower. Y'all don't mind that, do you? He was there just in time to rescue me. Yes, he was. He was there just in time to rescue me. Oh, yeah. In the world of sin, but he was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. Said you.
He was there.
Somebody know about it. Never late. Think of Jesus. Seemed like all you had was gone.
Catch the Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave on the NFI.
Can he tell it? when we get there. What I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, 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 the day is gonna be something, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's alright, I'll let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. Dancing. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
but he looked beyond. Oh,
looking for a miracle. I'm here to tell you, if you want it, you can have it. I'm on in, fellas.
Long, love too long. Been in the storm too long. Lord, too long. A little more time. I need a little more time. A little more time to pray. Well, I've been in the storm. Been in the storm, if I had.
Won't you tell me that I'll be home? Tell the angels I'm on my way to go up there. I'll sing. Tell the angels just to make more. Won't you tell me that I'll be there? Tell the angels that I'm on my way to go, and I'll be a y'all listening. Say it again. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Won't you tell them that I'll be home? Tell the angels that I'm on my way up there. I'll sing. Tell the angels just to be home. Won't you tell them that I'll be there? Tell the angels that I'm on my way, and I'll be a dancing. My road, rough and rocky, my cross gets hard to bear. My friends, they all have left me, can't find peace nowhere. My little soul is feeling bad, but one day, church, I'm going away, and I'm going up there to stay. Yes, tell the angels, I'm on my way. Tell the angels, I'll be home. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Up there, I'll sing. Yeah, tell the angels, tell the angels, tell the angels, tell the angels, I'm coming. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Tell the angels, sometimes road got rocky, road got rocky, but still I'm coming. But I'm still coming. Tell the angels, make more room. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Tell the angels that I'll be a blessing.
I'm glad I got the
love of Jesus
way down in my
heart.
I'm glad I got the
love of Jesus.
Y'all can put those hands together. Way down in my
heart.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Most precious Almighty God,
We praise your holy name and thank you for this opportunity, this day, that as for me in my house, we're going to praise the Lord. And before we start to pray today, there's something about prayer. Prayer is the key for your miracle. Prayer is the key for your breakthrough. Prayer is the key for your deliverance. Prayer is the key for your healness when you're sick. Prayer is the key for those papers to be turned around when nobody else thought that it could be turned around. Prayer is the opening door for a new opportunity, for a new job, a new home, a new car. Prayer changes things. That's what we are preparing to do today, is to go in the name of Jesus to pray. The word of God let us know that men should always pray without ceasing. This is a new year, and it's a new time because there are new beginnings for many of you that are listening right now. There's a new beginning for you. And those of you that understand, and even now, you already see something happening that's about to really change your mind, change your walk and your talk and your action. Because that's what happens when you act on it. But when you pause on it, then you can't move with it. But that's why we go to God, because he has the key to unlock the door. My God, I love Jesus. And I pray that you love him as well. In spite of what's going on in your presence, we must have our mind stayed on him. 24 hours, day and night, in our sickness, in our bad times, in our good times. And when we center our minds, that's why he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. When you walk with the mind of Christ, knowing who you represent, and you are carrying that torch for the glory of God. My God, there's no mountain too high that you can't climb. There's no valley too low that you can't even go up under. Oh, my goodness. So today we're going to pray. We're going to pray. There's somebody right now that don't like me because they just don't. There's somebody that don't like you because they just don't like you for whatever reason. But we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you now to dry up and go back to the abyss from where you came from. You have no place and no authority in thy presence, because we are covered under the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And every step that we make and every ground that we walk on, it is covered under the blood of Jesus, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, even as our soul prosper. I see right now, I see a coming of a wave that is drawing these young boys, drawing these young girls to come to Christ. They're not coming to the church, but guess what? We are going to the people. That's why if my people who are called by my name, he's talking about the church. My people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. Are we really humbling ourselves before God? Are our positioning in line to where God wants us to be? Not focus on the material things, but focus on the spiritual things. Focusing on
those souls that are crying out, I need help. Help me, help me. Are we focused on them that they may come to Christ asking, what must I do to be saved? That's where we should be. That's where we should be. Because God gave his only son for each and every one of us, that we all may have a right to eternal life. He said, I come that ye may have life, that more and abundantly. So some of you are comfortable in your positioning where you are right now, and God said, look, I've got more for you. If you want it bad enough, I've got more for you. If you want it bad enough, then come to me. Humble yourself. Turn down your slate. Some things come by prayer and fasting. For those of you who don't understand how much important it is to turn your plate down before the Lord, that you're breaking down, guess what? You're breaking that flesh down. That flesh got to die. Come on, somebody. But the Spirit brings forth life. The letter killeth. The letter killeth. But the Spirit brings forth life. That's why I said he come that you may have life, that more and abundantly. So you got to speak those things to be not as though they are. That's why you must write the vision and make it plain. You don't wait till this year to write the vision. You write the vision the year before it manifests. So you can be already in line. And God's already got it set up before the year comes. And that's why when you begin to walk in the Spirit of God, know the Spirit by the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit of God, God has already the plan that's made not by man, but made by our Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Keep your focus on Jesus. Don't focus on what somebody else doing on the other side. Over there on the north side. Don't focus on what somebody else doing on the south side. Don't focus on what somebody else doing on the west side. Don't focus on what somebody else doing on the east side. You keep your focus on Jesus and you will see the manifestation and the power of the Holy Ghost. I command every spirit of witchcraft, this serpent that is beginning to surface in the atmosphere and has already took the minds of those that are practicing it. I speak to the spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command you by the power of the Holy Ghost to loose that boy. Loose that girl. Loose that man. Loose that woman. Come out now in the name of Jesus and go back to the pits of hell from where you came from. For the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I speak right now that those that have been held in bondage by the Spirit no longer shall be in bondage, but they shall walk in life. That they shall receive life. They shall begin to grow and feel the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You are the creator above all, through all, and in us all. And because of you, God, giving your son for all of us. For all of us. For all of us. Not just somebody, but all of us. Our Father. Our Father. He's not a selfish God. He is jealous, but he's not selfish. And you know why? Because he don't want you to have anything. He wants you to have the best things. He wants you to have the best things. in the man's eyes, but in God's eyes, he do not see the things that man see. Because God is a spirit. And because God is a spirit, we must worship him in spirit. How can we communicate if we're not in the spirit? That's why the letter killeth, but the spirit bring forth life. So when we begin to walk in the spirit, when we begin to talk in the spirit, when we begin to understand we're walking by faith and not by sight, oh, glory to God, I feel a breakthrough for somebody right now. I don't know who you are, but God is about to, there's a bomb in Gilead. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody, he's going to bless your socks off. So I don't know where you are or who you are, but I'm recalled and reminded of David dancing out of his clothes. Come on, somebody. Who are you? I don't know who you are, but I know there is a praise about to explode in the midst of you right now. So look, don't worry about how somebody see you or receive you. You're doing it for the glory of God because you already know what that breakthrough that you needed, and you are getting your praise on and glorifying God and praising him because he did it. Not man, but God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. Somebody say, God did it. 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 That's it. That's it. God did it. God did it. Yes, yes, yes. He did it. God 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 did it. There's more talk about everything else than the talk about Jesus. And the more we talk about Jesus, the more Jesus is being manifested in the midst around this society. There's more talk about what's going on Facebook and up in legislation in the White House than about Jesus. But when the saints come together and all on one accord and talk about Jesus, there won't be no room for the enemy to come in. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, raise the presence of your hand upon the people that are listening today. Wherever they are, God, move your Holy Spirit among them in the household, from the front door to the back, in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit arise in their presence. So God, touch that man and his wife right now. Touch that woman and her husband right now. Touch the children that's in that household right now that have been disobedient to their parents, oh God. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak right now, God, that your hand will fall in those children, positioning them to be obedient, to repent and ask them for forgiveness, their parents. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I see a miracle. I thank you, God. I see a miracle. Thank you, God. There's somebody that's going through a sickness that has attacked your body for months, for several years. In the name of Jesus, the doctor says nothing else I can do. But Jesus, Jesus is in your presence. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is your doctor. Jesus is your prescription. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, touch that organ right now. Touch that body right now. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Let the presence of your spirit begin to flow through the bloodstream. That it remain to move out all of the waste that is not to be in that organ or that body no longer. We command you now to dry up and go back to the pits from where you came from. There's no place for you. We speak life to that person. We speak deliverance to that person. We speak in the name of Jesus, deliverance. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. There's somebody lacking wisdom Have your way, Lord. There's somebody lacking understanding. The reason why they are not receiving the wisdom and understanding is because they are not acknowledging you. But God, I pray that they will begin to acknowledge you. Because your word says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and you will direct their path. But God, I pray that they will acknowledge you today. That they'll turn away from those old things that's in the past no longer be in their mind. That it will not even recollect to surface in the mind. We rebuke the devil right now. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. There's no other name. No other name. Under the heavens where man, a woman. Can be saved and set free than of the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We submit everything that we have. It belongs to you. It's not ours. It belongs to you. So Lord, we submit, we bow, we worship, we reverence you. We trust you. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And we confess with our mouth. We believe in our heart that you raised him from the dead with all power in his hand. That same power, glory to God. If we act on what we have, Lord, if we act on what we have by faith, the power will come. I feel a shaking right now. I feel a shaking right now. I feel a shaking right now. Thank you, Jesus. You know who they are. You know what they need. Fill their cup right now. Let it run over. Let it run over until their children. Let it run over until the neighborhood. Let it run over into the community. Let it run over in the name of Jesus. Let it run over, God, that they shall see the overflow. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. The Lord thou God is good. There's somebody right now. You've been frustrated. You've been trying to get everything done that you need to do, but you forgot something. You need to turn it over to Jesus and let God do it. Let him get the glory. That you be an example for the glory of God. That they'll know that it came from God and not man. That God will get the glory. So whatever you've been trying to get taken care of on your own, turn it over to Jesus. Remember, the battle is in the mind. The battle is in the mind. That's why he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The battle is in the mind. You got to turn down those strongholds. So we rebuke every stronghold that has attacked your mind. We command you now to loose that woman. We command you, spirit, right now to loose that man. You time-consuming spirit. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You all-timing spirit. We command you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to go into the mind of that man and that woman that has been dealing with all-timers in the name of Jesus, and that you will restore that back where the cankerworms and the locusts tried to destroy, because in the name of Jesus, their mind shall be renewed by the Holy Ghost. I speak it right now with power. I believe it right now with power. In the name of Jesus, that they shall be set free and delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of love. Spirit of unity. Spirit of peace. Let nothing hinder that or come in to separate that. Cover them right now. Cover them. Surround them. Fill them. Embrace them with your love, Lord. Let them know that you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Elohim, the El I Am, the Great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Lord, we submit ourselves before you, that we are not our own. It was you that made us. Oh, God, you made us. You made us. So we are not our own. But, Lord, we pray today that we can be a vessel for your glory, that we can tell the story from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. From the rooftop, in every home, every building, every place upon this earth, let them understand. Let them know that there's no place they can hide. And the best place for them to go is to come to you in repentance, asking, what must I do to be saved? Let them come from the north, south, east, and west. Let them come in the name of Jesus. Send forth your Holy Spirit. So we praise you in advance. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our life, and that what you're about to do, that it will literally shake the foundation of the earth. Let the enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Let the enemy be scattered. Let God arise. That the enemy will be scattered from the north, south, east, and west. There's no place that he can hide, because the Holy Spirit of God will begin to move in the midst, and it will cause those spirits that is not of God to dry up right now. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, yeah, that little old shot. He come on a little more young, that little old shot. He get a little old shot. My son, that little old shot. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's been drinking alcohol. You've been drinking for a long time, and you've been wanting to stop. You done been to AA, and some of you been doing drugs, and it has affected you mentally. It has affected you spiritually, and you've been trying to get help going to the AAs and the NA group meetings and thinking that will deliver you from it. But brother, sister, wherever you are, when you begin to taste and see that the Lord thou God is good, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. But you can't taste and see that the Lord thou God is good until you submit and surrender to come to Christ. And when you do that, you'll know that that taste, the desire that you used to do, no longer will exist because...
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's another Tuesday and we're right back here and very grateful to be here. Today we're going to go to St. John. We're going to go into the book of St. John, chapter 14. And we're going to start reading at verse 1. And this is a very familiar passage for me and one that I thoroughly enjoy reading because I think of all the things that go on in life and how we have a tendency to worry about everything and how and knowing that you can't trust the Lord and have faith at the same time because that worry is means lack of faith. And I start reading sometime and I begin to giggle. I said, now this is so amazing how I can start off how things want to trouble your spirit and get into your mind and stir up certain things in your mind, and you think, wow, this is crazy. I refuse to worry about this. I refuse to have a problem with this. So St. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus talking. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And wherever I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I've read from verse 1 down through verse 6 of chapter 14 of St. John. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, oh God, you put your words in it to let the people hear what you have to say. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I like this because it's not a suggestion that you don't let your heart be troubled. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. In other words, stop worrying about everything you can think of. I used to laugh at my sister because she would get worried if she didn't have anything to worry about. I said, well, why in the world are you worried? And then I would laugh, and she would laugh. She said, you shut up, girl. I said, well, I was just wondering about it. I said, because if you worry about it, you don't get anything done. If you don't worry about it, you don't get anything done. I said, now, why are you sitting back here worried? I said, do you trust God? She said, well, you know I trust God. I said, no, I don't know it. I said, because he said if you love him, you will keep his commandments. And if you're keeping his commandments, why are you going to worry about it? I said, that's just like you being in a tornado and you see all your house that's around you coming apart and you worried about it. Now, anybody that's human would be worried about seeing their house coming apart around them in a tornado. I said, but this is crazy when you decide to sit down and see what you can think of to worry about. I said, now, I worry sometimes, but I try to make sure that everything that God said was going to happen has already happened before I get worried. In other words, he said, I got your back. I'm going to make sure before I get worried about anything, I'm going to make sure he got my back. Because there's no need to keep worrying. If he got your back, what you're worried about? Because if he got your back and he got your front and he got your sides and whatever, and why are you going to worry about anything? And then, too, there's another thing to consider. And somebody at my home church said one time, so Ella Harris, you tell on yourself all the time. I said, I sure do. I said, let me tell you why I tell on myself. Because, see, first off, I'm not planning on being worried about anything. But if you know you got some hidden secrets somewhere, you know you got hidden secrets. And the devil knows about those secrets also. And he's going to hold those secrets over your head, knowing that you're going to be worried. You're going to spend all your time worried about who's going to find out about those secrets. But if you tell the secret first, you bring it to the forefront, then he can't hold that over your head. Then you can rejoice in the Lord because the devil don't have anything to hold over your head. But people, and I was talking to this yesterday with a couple of people. You know, if the devil don't have anything that he can hold over your head, then that upsets him. But the word here says, in other words, don't let your heart be troubled. And if you don't, and if you sitting up worried about, well, I wonder who saw me do so and so and so. Well, I wonder who saw this, and I wonder who heard me do that, and I wonder. And rather than spending all your time spinning your wheels worried about who heard you say this or who saw you do that and all of that stuff, you tell it. You can tell it on your own self, and then nobody else won't have it. Just like somebody said, honey, I heard Sister So-and-so cuss, and you know she was a preacher. She said it. But you know, sometimes the devil can vex some people so hard they'll slip up and say something that they didn't mean to say, and that's not who they are. But it's the fact that the devil can vex you. So especially if somebody's standing somewhere close by. Do you got to spend your time worried about, did anybody hear me cuss? Oh, I wonder did they hear me cuss. I sure didn't mean to do it. God, if you didn't mean to do it, tell God you didn't mean to do it. And then tell the folks, so you know what? My tongue got the best of me, and I messed around and said the wrong thing. I said, but I know that God will forgive me. A matter of fact, I know that he already have forgiven me. And then the devil came when he wanted to come up and tell Eva, well, you know, Sister so-and-so cussed, a deacon so-and-so cussed. He said this and he said that. He can't hold it over your head, so you don't have to sit back and be worried about what deacon so-and-so said, a brother so-and-so said, sister so-and-so. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about that. You go on about your business. But then again, you can go ahead and get in your father's house and sit down and cross your legs and lean back. Because this, in verse 2, it says, in my father's house are many mansions. In other words, many mansions. Let me see. When I think mansion, I think, boy, a house that's rolled up with royalty. All of these different kind of fine fabrics to the windows and the sofas are covered with all these fine fabrics and the floors are covered with a certain fabric or carpeting. But you don't have to worry about it because you know that Jesus got it. Jesus got it all in control, and the devil can't do anything about it. Of course, he wants to, but he can't quite get it together. And then Jesus said, you know, I go and prepare a place for you, and people are still wondering today. And look, like over the past few days, I have seen people, hallelujah, wondering whether Jesus is really going to come back or not. I heard it on a story yesterday on the radio. And they said, well, how do we know he's coming back? The reason I know he's coming back is because the Bible is his word. The Bible is the word of God, and I know it. And the Bible spoke it. Hallelujah. And I believe it. Hallelujah. And if Jesus said he's coming back, that means he's coming back. No questions asked. Hallelujah. And then we need to go ahead and act like all we need to do is just pick up our suitcase, hallelujah, with our toothbrush in it and our nightgowns and stuff in it. Because if he prepared a mansion, everything else we need is in that mansion. If you go over, hallelujah, to prepare a place to stay in England, for instance, we're going to say for England because we're most familiar with that castle and all of that royalty over there. We know if we were going to go spend a night or a week there, everything that we need is already there. They probably got your gowns or your pajama pants, your pajamas laid out and everything. Hallelujah! So you just be blessed and know that God has. Whatever God has for you is already better than anything that the King of England, hallelujah, can prepare for you. Hallelujah, because the King of England, hallelujah, don't have what God has. And God, hallelujah, is rich in everything. Not only does everything God own, but everything that anybody own belong to God. Hallelujah, and God, hallelujah, is rich and nothing and nobody have anything any better than what God has for you and for me. Hallelujah. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And if I go, and when he said if he go, that means he's letting you know that if he goes, and he's already said he's going, he's going to go and prepare a place for us. Hallelujah. And if I will come again, he said he's coming again. So if he's coming again, my job is to keep doing what I'm doing. and watch for him. Be ready when he get here, because you know he's coming because he said he was coming. And he said, and I will receive you unto myself, because that where I am, there you may be also. In other words, Jesus is going to take you back to spend time with him. You'll get to spend eternity with Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, and wherever I go, ye know. And Thomas said unto him, you know, we call him Doubting Thomas. Hallelujah, because he said he wasn't going to even believe that Jesus had risen from the dead unless he see the prints of the nails in his hands. And Jesus showed them to him, and he showed him the puncture wound in his side where, hallelujah, he was pierced in his side. And then Thomas decided he would believe then, oh, yes, I believe. Hallelujah. But we'll talk about Thomas and say, well, he didn't believe it until he saw it. You know, how many of us actually believe stuff that we haven't seen? We'll say, oh, yeah, well, he said it, but, you know, we don't know what actually happened. I know what happened because I believe first that God is God, and I believe that God is who he say he is, and I believe if he said it, it's already so, and it's already capped up. And he said, I am the way. Jesus said he was the way. In other words, if I wanted to go to heaven, I know that if I put my foot, step my foot in every track that Jesus made, hallelujah, and he's on the way back to heaven, I know that I'll get to heaven because I'm following Jesus. That's what I know, because I trust him that much. Hallelujah. And then it said, I'm going to say, I am the way to, no man can come to the Father but by me. See, people don't want you to preach in Jesus' name. They don't want you to say a word about Jesus' name. You tell them, well, Jesus says that Jesus is the only way to heaven. They don't want you to say that because they want to go to hell, and they want to know that you're gone with them. See, but you preach what the Bible say. So this is what the Bible said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Because, see, Jesus already said he was the door. Hallelujah. And if you want to get in the deal, and you got to go through the door. So if you don't go through the door, how in the world are you planning on getting there? So let's trust the Lord, and let's not worry about everything. And then you know what else we do? We keep secrets. Hallelujah. And I think about the night that my husband died. I think about the night that my husband died. I called home and said, y'all go tell his mother that he's in the hospital and it's not looking good at all. And they said, okay. And they sat there and waited for me to call back. So they waited. They kept the secret that he was really sick. And they waited for him to die rather than to tell her that he was sick and they weren't expecting him to make it. So they kept that a secret till he died. And so it was shock, give her a real good shock to know that he was dead. And to me, that didn't make any sense. We need to stop keeping secrets back. Hallelujah. We need to not do stuff that's going to shock folks. Hallelujah. Just like I didn't know that I was sitting beside my husband when he hit the floor. The doctor told me later that when he hit the floor, he was dead that second. He had bled to death. He was dead. He was just as dead as he was going to ever be. But I didn't know it. See? So I would have been better off rather than sit at the hospital 2 hours waiting to find out how my husband is than to find out 2 hours after I sat there 2 hours, find out he was dead. But we need to stop keeping secrets from folks. Well, this is going on with me, but don't tell it. You know, when I had cancer, and my sister had cancer. We told everybody we could get our mouth around their name. We told it because we wanted prayer. We wanted somebody to pray for us. We wanted somebody that trusts God, hallelujah, that can open their mouth and get a prayer through. That somebody that know that if God says, call on his name, hallelujah, and he will open a door that no man can close. Hallelujah, my sister fought for 4 years. Hallelujah, 4 years that she wouldn't have had if she hadn't had somebody to pray. And I've been at it a whole lot more years than that. And somebody was busy praying for me. So I'm going to tell you right now, you start trusting God and stop keeping secrets and believe that what God said is so, if so. Hallelujah. 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 But then Jesus said, I am the way. So that means you can go ahead and follow Jesus and you'll be on the right track. There was a song years ago when I was a child that said, I'm on the right road now. I fixed it up with Jesus. It was a long time ago. And ever since that day, I've been on the right road now. So if you want to get on the right road, I want you to repent and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I want you to forgive me. Lord, I put all my sin on you. I know that that's what you did. You went to the cross to cover every sin I ever had that I'm going to ever have. I want you to forgive me, Lord, and because I cast all my cares on you today. And I'm not going to allow myself to be worried about everything that come by because I know that you got it all in control. Lord, please forgive me. And you know, and it amazes me how I see people say now, well, you know my tongue, that was a slip of the tongue. I used to have a slip of the tongue until I gave my tongue to Jesus. When I gave my tongue to Jesus, I stopped having a slip of tongue. So he takes care of my tongue now. And I don't have to have a slip of the tongue. So let us now trust the Lord and cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. And his shoulders is wide enough to handle it. Even as he hung on the cross dying, he took the time to take care of his mother and give his mother, as being the oldest son, he was in charge of his family. And he took the time to make sure that his mother was taken care of before he died. And that's what we need to do. Just if he could take care of his mother while he was dying, then he can take care of you and I. So let us trust him with everything that we've got because he loves us. Now that's the word for today. Just love on Jesus and stop keeping secrets and just love on Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, God, Lord, you bless your people. Lord, those that ask for forgiveness for sin, Lord, hallelujah, let it be so. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if somebody's sick in a hospital room, Lord, bind up the pain and the hurt that's on that person, physically and mentally and emotionally, Lord. And then, Lord, those that, hallelujah, that's got problems with their eyes, we speak to those eyes in that socket right now to, hallelujah, to be healed in the name of Jesus. Those that's got a problem with their back, somebody's back is hurting right now. And we're going to bind it up right now, bind that pain that's in that back up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak to Sister Patricia Johnny, and we speak to her, hallelujah, physical body. and say anything that's wrong to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, if we, Reverend Kearney, we speak a word of healing over his body. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Lord, if somebody in a nursing home that their, hallelujah, their problem, hallelujah, is so hurt by heart, hurt in their heart, God, that nobody has been to see them for years. Hallelujah. Their children have taken them back to the nursing home and haven't even thought to go back to see them, though they haven't even thought about them, God. But, Lord, you thinking about them. Lord, you send somebody, Lord, you give me the right name to go see that person in that nursing home, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Mother Emma Doris Wright, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Sister Doretha Wright, God, I lift her up to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. And I thank you right now, God, for taking time to hear our words and to hear our prayer. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment.
Notice all the bad news in the paper. I have two bills. Seem like things are getting bleaker. Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
Just
in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Building that no one can.
One day I've got to stand, stand before that judgment bar. And when the book shall open wide,
you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your toes up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I still believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go hold a strong to be who I'm supposed to be. But I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I still believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go hold a stronger, be who I'm supposed to be.
Oh,
down in Mississippi where I'm from. We used to sing songs like this. Listen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I got it on my mind. Thank you.